You may be seated. I'd like to invite students, all the children, teachers, and folks who work in schools to come forward to receive a blessing. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Anderson. In a little bit, they're going to offer a song for us in the offertory. I've already prayed for you guys this morning. Thank you for being willing to do that. All right. So some folks have already started school. I think Kate and Cameron have already started school. Calvin has. I know teachers have already been back for well over a week. But tomorrow, Davidson County schools start. Oh, Sawyer, you went back like 2 weeks ago, right? You've been in school for a couple weeks? Hi, Kate and Cameron. I think this is yours. We'll let you hold on to that because we're going to put a backpack blessing on it. Oh, it's got some golf balls. What's on your backpack? A mermaid. That's beautiful. So school starts for some of you tomorrow. For some of you, it has already started. But every year at the beginning of the school year, we like to bless you for the year that lies ahead. And the reason we do that is we know that part of what God calls us to do and be are people who love God with our hearts, our bodies, and our minds. And part of how we love God with our minds is by learning, by asking questions, by being curious, by learning about other people, and by learning about the world around us. So I'm going to be praying for all of you this year as you love God with your minds. So we have backpack takes for all of you. I'll hand these to you, and maybe in a little bit, your parents or grandparents can help you put them on your backpacks. Oops, are we tangled up here? Sawyer, will you take a couple and pass them down? And will you take these and give them to Judy and Anna and April? These are to put on your backpacks or the bags that you take with you to school to remind you that God loves you and that your church family loves you and that we are praying for you. Can anybody read this for me? Tell me what this says. Okay, go get your backpack. It says, be loved, be kind, be you. And so this is to remind you that God created you special just the way you are. And so you be yourself at school and be proud of who you are. Be kind to others because we are children of God, but so is everybody else. And be loved because you are loved by God and your church, and we want you to remember that every single day, okay? So last year, when we blessed backpacks, our tag said, you matter. And we went around for every child and said that they matter to us. And Brantley watches that video online at least once a week, right, pal? And so I thought we could say, go around and say for each child what these backpack blessings say. So we'll say, Cameron, be loved, be kind, be you. Will you do that with me? Cameron, be loved, be kind, be you. Kate, be loved, be kind, be you. Sawyer, be loved, be kind, be you. Conrad, be loved, be kind, be you. Anderson, be loved, be kind, be you. Maddie, be loved, be kind, be you. Rosala, be loved, be kind, be you. Brantley, be loved, be kind, be you. And can we bless our teachers too? Judy, be loved, be kind, be you. Anna, be loved, be kind, be you. April, be loved, be kind, be you. All right, let us pray. God bless these backpacks and the children and youth who carry them as they begin yet another year of school. Give them peace when they feel nervous, focus when they feel distracted, energy when they feel tired. Open their minds to the lessons they will learn both in and outside of the classroom. Help them to make friends and be friends to people who need them. Guide them in making good choices as they grow in wisdom and maturity. Be ever present with them, God, in the classroom, on the school bus, on the playground, and at home. Amen. Will you pray with me for our teachers? Lord, bless those in the ministry of teaching future generations. As they embark on a new school year, grant them energy, passion, discipline, and endurance for their daily tasks. Keep them safe, O God. Infuse their classrooms with an atmosphere of care and mutual respect, that all their interactions will be bathed with patience and understanding. Help their lessons to grow students in both knowledge and character, and help us to support the work of these teachers as they build up our community and our future. Amen. And I just want to thank all of you who donated all of this school supplies, which will go to children at Davis Townsend. We live, and our church is in a community with a lot of folks who struggle to meet their very basic needs. And so this will go for children who need these supplies so that they can learn and grow at school. Can we bless these supplies with a prayer too? Jesus, you tell us that when we do something for the least of these, we do it for you. Receive and bless these backpacks and school supplies, and bless the children that will use them. Let these physical gifts be symbols of the love and support we give to the children in our community. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you all so much, and as you go and start these first days and first weeks of school, we want you to know that you are very loved and that we are praying for each of you. All right, you may go to Children's Church with Jane this morning. And if you want to leave your backpacks over by the door, you can, and then take them back to your seats when you come back in.